Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I am always happy that you have taken the time to join me and to be with me, and this podcast is designed for you. And what we've done our best, at least what we're trying to do, and what I believe that we are moving toward, is creating, you know, a community of a podcast listeners so that we can connect, support, and celebrate you. Yeah, celebrate you, your family, your friends, and perhaps even your ministry. And I'm the host here, and I serve in many other capacities, but I'm here to address some of the contemporary needs of our listeners. So we don't want you to give up on your goals, your plans, and still believe that you can move forward. And you can move forward with vigor, belief, faith, energy, and a determined mind. So I'm also here to share just a bit of my insights and my experiences and knowledge and just some things I've picked up along the way. Again, I'm so glad that you've chosen to tune in to listen to this podcast today. The title of this podcast today is An Even Exchange. Yeah, and we're going to talk about it a little bit. But before we get into our podcast, our content on our subject matter today, I have a special treat. I really want to introduce to some of you and really just represent to others Ms. Rosalyn Fields. And she is the president of the Youth Empowerment Services, which is located in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm delighted to introduce her. She has, and she is doing a magnificent work in that particular area in South Carolina. But guess what? She's reaching the world. Yeah, she's reaching the world. And, actually, my granddaughters have had the opportunity to experience this wonderful conference that she's going to talk to us about. But I'm going to connect us here so that we can turn this over to her for a moment. But I just want to say that what she's doing is that she's empowering girls to live their best life. Her organization, Youth Empowerment Services, the acronym is YES, it's a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and really it has been an integral part of Berkeley, Charleston, and the Dorchester counties since 1999. This dream, this initiative, this powerful organization was conceived in the heart of Rosalyn Fields. And just a little bit about her, she was a former middle school teacher, and also she has served as a foster parent. She's awesome. She really is. So I'm just going to connect her in, and I'm going to let her just share with us a little bit about this upcoming conference. Just a minute. Hi, Rosalyn, are you there?
Hi, Glo, I am.
Hi, we want to hear more about this exciting conference that's that will be taking place March 25th, 2023. So can we just hear more about it? We want to be able to give that information to our listeners, and hopefully they'll be able to support this in attendance. Hey, here you go. It's all yours, Rosalyn.
Thank you for this opportunity. Well, we are about to celebrate our 10th year of offering Dream Girls, as you said, to the world. And we are expecting about 1,200 people. We have an average between 1,000 and 2,000 a year. For the past 2 years, because of the pandemic, we went virtual. But this time we're face-to-face. And we have Jackie Bruton. She is an internationally known teen relationship expert. And when I say expert, she is. Overwhelmingly, we are in our evaluations and feedback. People want her to come back. She also goes into local schools during the week of the conference to speak to boys and girls who cannot attend the conference. And we have entertainment. We have breakout sessions for parents. We have a skit. All of this is centered around our 10-year theme, Celebrating You. And it's all about empowering and uplifting middle and high school girls. It's only $20 per person, but we don't turn anyone away for an inability to pay. And we are just very excited. The whole community, as well as beyond, people are registering from all over, and we're just very excited to do this again this year.
Wow. Thank you so much, Rosalyn. And it's such an affordable registration fee. That is really, and can you give us again the registration fee, and where will the conference be held this year?
The conference will be held at Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist Church. That's in North Charleston, where Reverend Byron Benton is the pastor. And the conference fee, as you said, this is for the girls. And we always try to make a way so that no one who wants to come would be turned away, no one. And so this is an all-day event. The doors will open at 8:30, and we will have vendors from colleges, community organizations. We will have personal things that are relevant to middle and high school girls as vendors. Just lots of fun. We're going to have a fun zone. Just so much. They're going to walk away with much more. Internally, as well as things that they could hold in their hands, they're going to walk away with so much more than what they came. And then the day ends at 3:30, and we have something very special this year for the girls. We have a group of men and boys who will come, and they're going to do a special presentation that's called "Let's Hear It from the Brothers, Let's Hear It from the Fathers." Girl, ladies, you are worthy. And we're going to end with that as a presentation from our male community to the ladies.
Wow, that sounds exciting. And let's see, so it'll March 25th, Saturday, in North Charleston, South Carolina. It'll be held at Mount Moriah Baptist Church. And the registration, correct me if I'm, the registration is only $10. Is that correct?
$20.
$20. The registration is $20. And they're going to receive so much. And actually, can you share with us, Rosalyn, really, what is the... what actually motivated you to start this Dream Girl Conference?
Well, we've been in existence since 1999, mentoring girls and mentoring youth, really, boys and girls. And across the state, people were asking us to come to their areas to present our programs to their groups. And we just did not have the bandwidth to do it. It was just would have been us traveling all the time. So God placed in my heart to have something here in Charleston, and people came. It's almost like if you build it, they'll come. And definitely we did, and they've been coming ever since.
Wow, and I too have been a participant, as I mentioned, as well as my granddaughters. And friends of mine have also attended, and they walk away with so much and so empowered. And so since its inception, I understand that you've recruited and trained over 500 adults and peer mentors and volunteers, and have faithfully served over 5,000 youth and adults across South Carolina and beyond through various programs, activities, college prep, and things like that. This is quite a worthy organization, and I want to encourage you, Rosalind. We want to thank you for the great work that you and your organization is doing. So what's the underlying theme of your organization? Is there an underlying theme?
Underlining theme of the organization is that we empower girls, middle and high school girls, through Christian principles to discover, embrace, and appreciate their self-worth, leading to a healthy and productive lifestyle. The operative word there is self-worth. The underlining theme for us is when you, whether you are an adult, a girl, a male, or female, when you know your self-worth, you can get through anything in life. And so we try to instill that, plant seeds and water the seeds that have been planted in the girls of their worthiness and their self-worth.
Wow. Awesome. With that being said, that can take these young women and boys a long way in life. You're really preparing them, and we want to encourage you and congratulate you on your many initiatives, but we really want to focus this year on the Dream Girl Conference, March 25th in North Charleston, South Carolina. Please check it out on the web. You can just Google Dream Girl Conference 2023. And the Yes Council.
Can I give them the website?
Mm-hmm.
Can
please,
I give them the, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Yes, please.
It's www.dreamgirlsus.org. Dreamgirls with an S, dreamgirlsus.org. dreamgirlsus.org.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Rosalind. We're so proud of you, and we know that this will be an outstanding conference, as it always is. And I mean, it is so full of energy, and it's so exciting. And hey, if you can get a group of girls together, you'd like to drive there, fly there, reach out to the Dream Girl Conference and see what you can do. God bless you, and thank you so much, Rosalind, for all that you're doing to make this world a better place. And God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you. Wow. Wasn't that awesome? I want you to know that it's initiatives like this that make the world a better place. You know, God has given us all vision and purpose. We came here to this earth with a purpose, a destiny. And I've often shared that as we set our goals and as we accomplish our goals, this is actually what moves us closer and closer to our divine destiny. God is for you. He's not against you, and God has a plan for your life. It is still our responsibility to what? To pick those goals up and begin to move forward. And the provision will be there. And I know many of you that have stepped out on faith, you have found out that as you move forward, as you get on that path and that path begins to widen and you're able to find that the provision is there, because faith just works like that. It really does. Hey, again, thank you so much, Ms. Fields, for joining us today. We're blessed because you are a great part of God's plan. You know, I wanted to share with you today about an even exchange. An even exchange. Have you ever ordered something from one of the shopping networks and you had a certain amount of time that you could return it? Sometimes you can return it, you get a full refund. Sometimes you can return things and they charge you like a restocking fee. Sometimes you only get a percentage of what you have paid back because perhaps maybe of the lateness of returning it. So it can become, it feels like an uneven exchange. But if you get it in there in time, it becomes an even exchange. So some, you know, often the terms are in small print. Yeah, it's already spelled out for us, but it's in small print. In other words, they often tell us up front what the terms and the conditions are in order for us to receive even exchange. Sometimes they tell us in the phone call. Sometimes it's in small print. Other times they tell us up front. Sometimes you find out when it's time for you to return it that, hey, this is not an even exchange. Well, if I take part of this podcast and just talk to you about a man by the name of Moses. Moses was a powerful person. You know, I'm just going to read a summary that I extracted from, this was written by a woman by the name of Katie Gallaty, and she says it like this. Please listen to me. She said God had big plans for Moses, but Moses was not convinced that God had picked the right person for the job. Have you ever felt like that? Moses, he voiced this hesitation at what God asked of him. So God gave Moses three signs, and then he promised to send his brother Aaron along to assist him. And each of the signs, which was one, turning the staff into a snake, turning Moses' hand leprous, and turning water into blood. These signs revealed God's power over the created world. But this reminded Moses and all the Israelites that God also had the power to set them free. You know, if I could just give you a little background, the Israelites had been in slavery for over 400 years, but God had given them a promise. And I want you to know that God keeps his promise. He keeps his promise, even when it looks like things are not turning out the way that you thought they would or you expected them to, or perhaps sometimes God is actually using someone that we would have least expected to bring us the blessing that God has promised us. Well, and often in this particular situation, this was kind of like the situation that Moses was in. Moses was actually sent and given the power to set the Israelites free. Yeah. Moses eventually was convinced that he should obey God. Are some of us still vacillating? Should I do this? Should I get on the path? Should I begin to reveal what God has given me to do? Should I really get on the path of purpose? Well, Moses, he really began to get convinced about obeying God. And it's beautiful how Moses met up with Aaron, who was his older brother. And the two of them, they assembled all of the Israelites, and they showed them the signs that God had showed Moses. Here's the result of this. The people worshiped God, thanking God for hearing their prayers, because they were praying for years and years for God to set them free and to send a deliverer. No matter how long you have been praying, no matter how long you have been petitioning God, don't give up. Do not give up. Continue to stand and believe, even when times look turbulent, even when it looks like, wow, where is this world going? Instead of speaking words of negativity, I want us to begin to speak words of deliverance and power and faith in what God is doing and what God will do. And then as God begins to download directions and instructions and methodology and strategic plans to you, it may not seem like much, but as you begin to step out on faith, you will see that you are part of a plan to begin to set people free and to help them to get on the path of victory. Even as we talked with Miss Rosalind today, we're beginning to see that she followed God, she listened to God, and now so many have benefited and will benefit from the vision that she is fulfilling. It's her destiny, and you too have a destiny. We don't know exactly what it is, but you do. And don't be afraid of the tiny steps, the little steps that you will begin to take. It was a long road for Moses because they had been praying for a long time. And if some of you know the story, you know that Moses was actually like a fugitive. He had been running for his life because he had murdered an Egyptian. He was running for his life. He was like an immigrant in terms of where he was living now. But in that place where he was not at home, he wasn't in the comfortable position. He was still dealing, I can only imagine, Moses was still dealing with some things. God called him. And even though you may not have everything perfect, and you may even have some stigmas attached to you, you know, there's all kinds of stigmas out here that people want to label you with, God still has a plan for you, and the plan that he has for you will help to take this planet to a new dimension, to help make this world a better place. So here Moses is, he and his brother, Aaron, they have to go before Pharaoh. In a sense, they have to go before the king, the person that was in charge of these enslaved Israelites. This is really where I began to think about the even exchange. And what I thought about was this. When Moses and Aaron, when they went to, quote, the king known as Pharaoh, they had a direct message to deliver to him. They had a word from the Lord. They had a word from Yahweh. And as they went there, they said to Pharaoh, they said, Pharaoh, we're here, I'm paraphrasing, we're here. You can find this in Exodus chapter 4 and chapter 5. Pharaoh, we're here representing Yahweh. We're here representing all God, the creator of all. We're here representing the I am that I am, the I will be what I will to be. We're here representing Eya, Esha, Eya, the I am God, the one who created all, the self-existing one. And they said to Pharaoh, they said, listen, God said that Israel is his firstborn son. Listen at the analogy. Israel is God's firstborn son. And he said, they said to Pharaoh, and God said, let his son go. Set his son free. And if you don't, here's the even exchange. And if you don't set my son free, as Moses and Aaron are relaying this to Pharaoh, if you don't set them free, I'm going to come after your firstborn son. Listen, it was said in the very beginning. Oh, wow. Let me make this a little clearer. Some of you, you've grabbed it, I know. Moses and Aaron took a message to the king and said, God said that those children that you have in bondage, that's my first son. He's speaking in a metaphor. That's my son. And I'm telling you, Pharaoh, set my son free. Let him go. But if you don't let him go, God said, through the voice of his speaker, I'm going to come after your first son. The even exchange. Pharaoh was forewarned. Pharaoh was told in the very beginning, let my son go. If you don't, I'm coming after your son. Sometimes in even exchange, we're given the details in the very beginning. Let me say this. It could have been an even exchange if Pharaoh had listened up front and obeyed and took heed and accepted the warning as an opportunity for his son to live. But for some reason, he was stubborn about it. Anyway, who wants to let free labor go? But it could have been an even exchange. Yeah, it could have been an even exchange. But as you read more and study into the Word of God, you'll see what unfolded. But Moses came to Pharaoh with the first request. And within the first request was the penalty if he did not regard the warning, if he didn't take caution. I just wanted to share that with you because sometimes as God is revealing the vision and the plans that he has for us, often he'll give us the directions and the instructions and the methodology. And if you'll continue to pray and to seek God and to ask for the strength and to have the faith to follow through on what God has told you, you will cause the good thing to happen that God wants to see in your life, your family's life, your community of faith, your city, your community, this country, actually the world. We can make those even exchanges. God, you've given me a vision, and you've also given me specific directions and instructions. And if I don't follow those, there are going to be some consequences. Either you may lack or someone may lack, but the world will move forward if we listen carefully to God and be the cause it to happen. Yeah. Put out there what you want to happen and how you want it to happen. And follow those instructions and be strong. Be strong. Be strong. Don't give up. You're going to succeed if you follow God's instructions. You'll reduce the variables and you'll increase the opportunity of victory. And once you get the victory, I always say this, it's eternal. And God wants you to walk in the victory. Wow. Today is a brand new beginning for you and for me. Let's listen closely as you pray and as you read and as you study and as you strategically plan. Remember that God loves you. God's not mad at you. He loves you. He will cause you to prosper. Put your hand to the plow and don't look back. You can glance back, but don't just focus on that rearview mirror. Glance at it, but look through that front windshield and keep going forward. God loves you and cares about you so much, and I want you to know I love you. And I want to thank you, Ms. Rosalind, for all that you're doing, and we're going to be behind you 100% for the Dream Girl Conference that's coming up March 25th. God bless you, and I want you to have just a wonderful day, not just a wonderful evening or afternoon. I want you to have a fantastic, wonderful life. I'm sending you love. I'm sending you, peace and prosperity and the divine protection. The Holy Spirit, walk in it. God bless you.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.